Hello, everyone. Welcome here to the 5-Minute Major podcast of STL, presented by Across the Board. Yes, that's right. We are now partnered with Across the Board Handcrafted Unique Entertainment, which is a one-of-a-kind St. Louis-based company that creates some of the best games in the country. They have games ranging from horse racing to NASCAR, baseball to hockey. Across the Board provides quality entertainment for all ages. Here's one of their penny hockey games that we were able to partner with them on. So it has our logo, which is super cool. You can play this game at home. You can display it in your man cave. There's so many different potentials that you can do with these games. But you should check them out, guys.
We couldn't be happier to have Kim McDaniel and her company on as a sponsor or partner. Her and her husband started this company from their garage 17 years ago, and it's blossomed into something so cool and amazing. You will learn lots more about them. So please stay tuned and make sure to check their links in the description below to know more about the McDaniel story and Across the Board. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It's episode 54 of the 5-Minute Major Podcast STL, brought to you by Across the Board Games. I'm Michael. That's Josh. We're back with another rant. It's been rough here in St. Louis, just the ups and the downs. And you know what we say, the consistently inconsistent of the St. Louis Blues. We have literally no agenda. This is going to be just talking about the current situation. We might, you know, throw some NHL news in here soon, just around the league. But other than that, it's going to be a little rant of an episode. Josh, how are you doing?
Oh, we're hanging in there. Like I told you pre-show, so I have a minor pec tear. But thank you to Movement STL and Dr. Devin, who is the man. He's got me on a plan to get me healthy again and get lifting, and we'll work through it. Just a little pain for a little gain, but all is good. Excited for this week. Got 3 short work days and I am off to Canada for 10 days. So bring some coverage from, the NHL in Canada.
Yeah. It might, be a little bit more entertaining up there. Jeez. Well, I guess we'll just hop into some NHL news if you're down for that.
Yeah,
sounds maybe good. Do a little injury report. I know New Jersey's just going through their usual thing.
It's the yearly injury updates of New Jersey. Jack Hughes.
Yeah, right. Jack Hughes just got surgery on a finger. He was at some team dinner, like sliced action. It up.
Yeah, freak accident team dinner. Poor guy, man.
That team, man, they are cursed.
Yeah,
like, and they've been buzzing this year, so it stinks. I'm gonna go the whole list. So, well, the return dates aren't that bad for a lot of these guys. Besides Hughes, is going to be in January now, which is awful.
Yeah.
Pesci's out for a couple weeks. Cody Glass is out for a couple weeks. Hamilton's out for another week or two. Connor Brown's out for a couple more days. And then Zach McEwen is out for another week. Like, dude, they're running on fumes, like, for 2 or 3 weeks out of the year every year. Stinks.
Yeah, it's around the league right now. We got a lot of injuries. Boston, Victor Arvidsson, Charlie McAvoy should be back soon. He took that nasty puck off the face.
Crazy.
Granlund's been day-to-day, off and on. Jason Zucker is just going through it, man. He hadn't had solid food. He had that jaw injury and is now injured reserve. I'm trying to see some other guys that are Tyler Bertuzzi's day to day.
Yep.
I mean, good Lord. Boone Jenner's on the injured reserve. You got Matt Duchene and Ilya Labushkin day to day. Thomas Harley, he's out right now.
Wow.
He's expected back November 30th.
Okay.
So Dallas is hurting. Hop over to Minnesota. Tarasenko is out until the 19th, they're saying. Marco Rossi, Zach Bogosian.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, we already talked about Laine, I think. Maybe we haven't, but he's out for months now with a pec surgery, I think, which stinks. He just can't stay healthy.
I don't have a full pec tear. I just got a partial, and I could not imagine having to get a pec surgery. So
it might have been abdomen, maybe. I can't remember.
And that's just disaster all around.
I know. I'm looking at the Penguins. It's like 7 or 8 guys. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And
what are you going to do?
And maybe it feels like it's something about this year, but something about the NFL. There's been a ton of injuries. Now the NHL, I don't know, the condensed schedules, like what's going on. But a lot of injuries. The Blues have had their fair share. But I think an update-wise, Jake Neighbors is skating. He is going on the road trip with this team. Maybe we'll see him on this road trip because Lord knows we need that heart and soul on this team.
Yeah, ESPN, which I don't trust ESPN for hockey news, but they are saying December 9th is his estimated return, which is like another 3 weeks. So maybe we give him a couple more weeks. But I mean, the kid wants to play. I'm sure he would play through injury. But yeah. Does he? Should he? Probably not.
Oh, during especially for the season we're in right now, there is no way.
Exactly. Let's see some other news. Pittsburgh and Nashville are over in Sweden playing, if you guys didn't know. Obviously, a lot of people didn't know because NHL is horrible at marketing.
Yeah, not everything. A great marketing.
Penguins rookie goaltender in his first ever start got a shutout. Crosby and Malkin scored this morning. Yeah. Matthew Schaefer is breaking all sorts of NHL records. He's the youngest player to score an OT winner.
He's so good. He's so good. It's and crazy. Then if anyone touches him, that team jumps that player. Yeah.
That's what it has to be like.
I was going to say, that is what this team does not have right now.
I agree. There's no, it feels like there's no team effort to like protect each other. It's just a lot of one man wrecking crews, a lot of ISO basketball. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just not fighting for each other. Crazy. Yeah. Hughes came back from injury today and had 4 assists. Quinn, by the way, Quinn, not Jack. He's. I was watching the game, and the announcer, the ESPN Plus announcer, was like, actually, it was the Tampa Bay local announcer was saying, if you are a young defenseman and you want to model your game after somebody, just watch Quinn Hughes because he is everywhere all the time, and I agree, he's one of the best. The Calder race, I know Davidoff's kind of running away, but Schaefer.
I think
Schaefer and Dobis.
I'd put it on Schaefer by the end of the year should win this. And it's hard for a defenseman, I feel like, to win this, but I mean, we saw it with Hudson.
I know.
So it'd be cool to have back-to-back defenders. It'd be great.
Wonder when the last time that was.
I was going to say, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't really have any other stuff.
Yeah, we'll jump into the last 3 Blues games. We'll kind of pick up from where we left off, and then we'll kind of go into our rant about this dysfunctional team. So we went 1-1-1 on the homestand. Win against Calgary, a devastating, crushing overtime loss or shootout loss to a Seattle team that should have never
Flyers,
been there.
Flyers, buddy. Flyers. Sorry.
Flyers team. Who
it was the same thing though.
Same thing. Yeah. And then a just embarrassment of a hockey game against the Vegas Golden Knights. Like, yeah, we scored a goal, but we were never in that game whatsoever. I'm not even gonna run through the guys that scored at this point because it doesn't seem to matter. It's like, yeah, this guy's finding his game, and then the next game you can't see him anywhere. I guess I will give one shout out to Alexei Torpchenko. I honestly, doing everything right now, in my opinion. I think he looks great. And Philip Broberg. I still think Philip Broberg right now is the one shining star in this crap-filled team. As much as I hate to be that way, and we talked about this, it's like we cannot be cheery. You got it, boys, anymore. We got to face the facts, guys. We're a middle tier team right now with a lot of question marks, and it's every other night there's another problem that we're seeing. And I think, in my opinion, Jim Montgomery's not going anywhere, and Doug said that from the beginning. But also, I think we have this agreement that I'm sorry, I can't defend Doug right now. Doug put us in this hole, and Doug has to figure out a way to get us out of this hole. But I also believe he would be a guy that could figure a way to get us out of this hole. I don't know if he's too focused on Team Canada, and I would never say he's not invested in a team, but there's a lot of issues. And yeah. I don't know, and I'll let you kind of talk about this, Mike, but like, I don't think we can be the middle tiering team. Like, if you're going to do, you got to do a tear it down this year and rebuild next year. Like, and I think you can do a 1 year, let's get it back in order, but I don't know. I think you got to get what you can get with picks this year and draft in the top three, because right now I don't see us having a true superstar player on this team. And I mean, and who knows, the top three guys might not be a superstar, but I just feel like you don't have a guy right now that when the game's on the line, I want him out there because I know he's going to score.
Yeah. You know what's funny is like the Demidovs and the Schaefers and even like the Dobis, the backup goalie, now pretty much the starter of the Canadians, like those play, the team recognizes the talent and they play up to that talent. And it's just making them look even better. Like the Islanders aren't even playing bad. They've been winning some crazy hockey games. And Schaefer's like the leader now. Like he's going out there and producing and making plays. And it's the same thing with Demidov. It's like, I see Snuggerud. He's 1 point behind Thomas for the lead on the team, which is great. I don't understand how like the rest of the team isn't seeing the true power of like him and just like elevating their game too. But where's like the disconnect in the effort level? I just don't understand it. I just don't get it. It's game by game and it's so frustrating. Matthew Joseph works his tail off. Walker, Torpo, I mean, Shen, like those guys work their tail off. We've seen Suter work his tail off. I don't know Sonny, but I don't know where anybody else is. Like pulling weight. But it feels like it's getting pulled in other directions instead of one unit pulling it forward. Yeah. And it's causing so much just inconsistency is the word. It's been the word.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating to watch. So it's frustrating.
It's frustrating and there has to be a drastic change. And I don't know if that's a key player going. I don't know if that's changing up your assistant coaches. I don't know what this step is. I don't know if you send someone down on a conditioning stint. I don't know if Bucci needs to go down and play a conditioning stint in Springfield just to like give him a reset. But part of me, like, Bucci is the guy I'm going to kind of narrow in on right now. He's a player that I feel like can get in his head. If he's in his head, he just is self-destructive to his game. And the issue we're seeing is that he knows he's playing bad and he doesn't know how to get out of it. We saw in that article with Matthew DeFranks where he's just like, there's not a bleeping good part of my game. There's not a bleeping good aspect of what I'm doing. He goes, I'm not even good in the defensive zone. Like, he's broken. He is severely broken right now. But I understand, like, if you're Jim Montgomery, like, what else is there to do? Like, you got to scratch him, I think, would hear soon. You saw him bag skate players. You saw them play music in practice. You've seen him try to mix and match lines as much as he can. And what else is there to do besides break the core up?
Yeah, dang, we sound like Toronto fans. Holy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like that. But that was obviously a completely different situation. I mean, they still were making playoff runs, right?
They also have three superstars.
Right.
Well, had three superstars.
They made up for it, right? it's a lot.
What I would give to at least know I'm making the playoffs, but I have Austin Matthews I'm watching every night.
He's awesome, man.
Willie Nylander, you know. There's so many options there that I'm just like...
Yeah, it's true. True. I mean, you lost probably the best passer in the NHL, but you have like two of the best scores. So anyway, yeah. And Tavares is aging like wine. Let's not talk about Toronto. Oh, yeah. They're kind of struggling too.
Yeah, they may
feel bad for Chief.
Chief may get fired in this process. I think I've heard his name as a potential person to get fired when it's very much like the Blues where you can't keep scapegoating the coach until you have to look in the mirror and be like, the players I put together on the ice, clearly it's not working.
Yeah. You know, it was a gamble, though. You tried to fill the void, right, in Toronto with some bottom sixers. Robertson looks good, you know. Yeah. Like, Wah and Michelli are kind of underperforming right now, but, like, defense, I think Riley's the only one doing anything.
Carlo looks like a freaking bust.
Yeah, so.
And you gave up a lot. And Scott Laughton, who you also gave up a lot, is on the injured reserve.
Yeah, he's been unlucky this year. So, yeah, you know, they're struggling too. But let's get back to the Blues. Just, I mean, the last three games are, it's just the fact we're 1-1-1 in those three games is the perfect story, right? It's like, okay.
Consistently
and blew one against Seattle. Blew it. I don't care. Yeah. I hated the goalie interference thing, sure, but we blew that game, okay? Another one. It happens all the time. Next game, must win. You beat the worst team in the league by a goal.
Yeah.
I was at that game. It wasn't pretty. It was better. But that's the team you have to beat, right? And he did. Great.
When was the last time we had a pretty game?
Calgary. Dallas.
Dallas, yeah.
Dallas was the best game of the year for sure. That was like dominance. That was a fun game to be at.
Yeah.
Everyone played their role perfectly. Dallas was in, I don't know what happened to them that night. They're great now. That game flipped them or something. Yeah. And then this game against I didn't even watch it. I didn't even watch it. I was at the Billikens basketball game.
Bro, I was at
that
it.
That's a team that I actually like watching.
Shout out to my Ottawa Senators. I know you lost a tough one the other night, but good Lord, that's a fun team to at least watch.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. Like, they fight for each other. It's just that. Like, yeah. What is happening in this locker room where these guys don't, like,
there's no vocal leadership.
They get scored on once or twice and then it's done.
Yeah, there's no vocal leadership. I think, and I'm not saying we don't have good leaders. I'm saying, and this goes back to our conversation we had with Dale, there's different types of leadership. There are people that are more sit back and use their game. And then there's people that are going to be yelling and in your face. And Stanley Cup team, you had the perfect mix of both.
Oh, yeah.
You had vocal, and then you had veteran vocal, and then you just had vocal players in general. And then you had players that just put it out on the ice. I'm not saying we have bad leadership. I think Parayko is a guy that puts his body out there and is a good leader with his game. Braden Schenn is a good player with his game. He has owned the fact he is not a vocal leader. I don't truly see a vocal leader on this team.
If there is one, he's not wearing a letter.
But who would you say it is?
I don't know. I mean,
I was going to say like Sonny. Sonny's a, I'm going to go put it out on the ice. Torpo, I'm going to put it out on the ice. Fowler, I think, is a...
I think he's vocal.
He's vocal, but he's still, I'm going to just go put it out on the ice. There's not like a Pat Maroon that or a Suter that's like, no, we do it this way. And that's just the way we're doing it.
I mean, if it truly is boiling down to that, where they truly need someone other than the coach to be like, boys, what the heck are we doing?
No.
Then, you know, we lost that 6 years ago, bud.
Yeah.
We've been gradually losing that for 6 years because Army did what he did.
Because, and let's be honest, like, when was the last time we think we had a vocal captain? David Backes?
Dude, he was one of a kind, man.
David Backes was a vocal captain.
Was Petrangelo vocal?
Petrangelo wasn't vocal.
Yeah, I don't know anything about any of this.
Yeah, so Petrangelo, I think, was never depicted as a vocal captain, but you had Alexander Steen that was depicted as a very vocal leader in that locker room. That'd be like, no, you suck right now.
Yeah.
And you need to figure it out.
Yeah.
And then we saw, like, when was the last time, like, Stanley Cup was the last time you saw guys fight each other? Like,
yeah.
I think before that you had Backes made a run on Tarasenko, and Tarasenko just had to get something through his thick skull, and Tarasenko, it clearly worked. No one right now is going to get run at practice because we're all buddies. We're all besties.
Which is like, fine. You know, it's good to be
best friend. There's nothing wrong with that, but like, you need both. Or if you don't have the vocal leader, you just need the vibe.
And That's another one, you know, we talk about, like, all the people that have been traded or have left. You know, like, I think the players, like, that we do, I mean, hindsight's 20/20 always, yeah. Right? The players we do miss the most are, like, the Schwartzes, the Maroons, the Barbashevs.
Yes.
Like, those are the three that are still, two that are still playing that are like, oh, that would be real nice right now.
Yeah.
Schwartz, I feel like, would hold people accountable, and Barbashev plays like the rest of them, you know, like.
Yeah.
And actually produces. Like, you're saying that these guys want to go out there and use their game to, like, show the effort level. No one is doing that.
No.
They're not producing enough. Like, they're not, like, I mean, you know, besides your Falk.
Yeah.
Which I
love him.
Best defender on the team right now.
I think.
Best defenseman on the team right now.
I think him and Broberg are tied, man.
Okay, well, Broberg's got to start producing double the points then. Because.
Yeah, but I think
Falk's out there tucking away goals.
Yeah.
Maybe Broberg's just picking up the slack for everybody else, and he's just a puck mover right now.
I mean, he's a puck mover that's playing 27 plus minutes a night.
I know, he's so good, huh?
Uh-huh, so...
I'll agree with that. I'll say it's those two, you know?
I think those two, on the back end right now, if you had to pick three forwards and two defensemen right now that you want to bank on, I'm not even bringing the goalies in, because I still think the goalies are just mid right now.
They started off so bad, and they're still bad.
And we saw a glimpse, and now we're just mid right now. I think we would say Broberg and Falk are your two defensemen. If you look to the forward group,
people are gonna hate on us so bad for that. But I don't care.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Like, statistics don't lie. You can hate us all you want, and I get Falk does have some drastic errors every now and then.
They'll just pull out the player card that some dude made from, you know, last week, and it's got the percentages of one game.
Yeah, and
like, dude, just look at the three stats that matter.
And the other issue is, like, I get it.
Those things.
No one's ever gonna like Falk because he was brought in because he was the safety net when we were gonna lose Pietrangelo.
And they'll claim that he makes timely mistakes, which. Sometimes he takes the risk, and sometimes you have to.
And here's the other thing. I would like to note that I feel like our goalies' passes to our defensemen this year have handcuffed our defensemen so much, and no one is saying it out loud enough.
No, we talked about this at the game the other day.
It is
awful. It is.
I know that was always our claim to fame with our goalies. We are puck moving goalies that could be a third defenseman, and it is key because it cuts down on the dump. But right now, the passes that Binnington specifically right now, and I love Binnington, I really do, and I think he will retire here in my opinion, are just in bad spots. And I don't know if it's just bad positioning, bad structure, bad overall. And the other thing is they're afraid. Every chance that they can mess up, they're afraid that it's going to happen, and it does. So you look at that, and then let's jump to the forward group and three forwards right now that we feel like I really can't complain about. Torpchenko, in my opinion, is one guy that he's skating. He puts his body out there. He's doing the little things right. I think Joseph, for not being offensively gifted, I think he is working his butt off.
Oh, yeah.
And then that third one, I think it's a very interesting one. I'd probably give it to Jake Neighbors, even though he's hurt. If Jake Neighbors, if we're not counting the injured guy, I think I'm giving it to Pia Suter. So those three guys right now, to me, I don't have much frustration with. I don't know how you kind of feel on who your three forward players you're picking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, it's interchangeable in the defense too. Like, you could say Parayko instead of Falk.
Yeah.
I mean, he blocks shots, you know, he makes smart passes. I just think Falk has just been more impactful. He just has.
I agree.
He just has. I think it's been, I can't believe we've sat Joseph at all this year, to be honest. Joseph, Suter, and then
it's hard.
I almost want to say Sonny.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he actually looks fast this year, which is crazy.
But he can't stay on his skates, man. Our team
I just
right
feel
now,
like he's actually winning battles, though. Like, those are the three guys that are going in and battling, you know, and Torpo too, and Walker, right? But like,
yeah, the true identity line that we needed.
Yeah. You know, and that can almost be a little segue into the players we didn't re-sign this offseason, which is Roddick Foxa and Ryan Suter. Which I know Ryan is probably like, all right, I got to stop and be a father. You know, I've been playing for 22 years. I got to be a dad, you know?
Yeah.
Which is fine, you know? But Fox, if not giving Foxa a few years at an overprice, I feel like was such a mistake. Like,
and I get it.
Last year we talked about how important he was. Like, we were like, he is our best centerman right now.
Yeah,
and they that line proved it in the playoffs. They were the best.
And he could win a faceoff no matter what. 16%, I knew if he was the man out there, we were going to win a freaking faceoff. And that's why he took almost every defensive zone faceoff. The other night, literally, we had three centers out there in the D zone. They had Devo, Suter, and Bugy. And then they had Devo, Schenner, and Bugy.
Wow. I'm impressed with the Dvorsky. I really am. Yeah, I think he's been way better in the faceoff dot this year.
He's doing the good right now. Like, to me, like, he's also one of those guys that not really angry at. I think we have realistic expectations. He's going to be a good serviceable center. Only going to get better from here.
Yeah.
I really hope he turns into a Pio Suter style player or better. Like, that's
50-point guy.
That's what we need from him. He's not a number one center. No.
Not but right now,
he needs to be a serviceable number two. And then, honestly, he's a number... If he's a serviceable number three on a winning team.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. We've kind of said a lot of things. I got to go in and bleep out the F on there. It kind of just slipped out. I don't know, man. Who do we play Toronto next.
Which they're a struggling team.
Yeah, but like, when I watch Toronto, I see the Berube hockey though. Like, they still go out and they battle.
I feel like
they've gotten a little unlucky. You know, the goaltending might not be that sharp, and the defense hasn't been that sharp. But like, they're getting goals. They're winning games against teams they should. I mean, Boston smoked them recently, but Boston's on a heater, so it's like. You got to battle against Toronto. You just have to. You have to go out there and you have to prove to your former coach that he truly was the issue.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, which he wasn't, we know this, because Monty has said the same thing this year that Berube said in the year he got fired.
Yeah.
Which was what, Josh?
Tell
me.
The work ethic. We're not buying in. We're not playing a full 60 minutes. We're slow to the, like, it's
battling.
And I will give it to Jim Montgomery, the post-game coverage from last night's game.
I love his post-games.
He literally is like, at some point, the definition of insanity is we're continuing to do the same thing with the same expectation of a better outcome. And he openly was like, we're going to look at new structure. We're going to look at a new style. We're going to look at everything. Yeah. So right now, that manager, and he goes, I'm talking to management, I'm talking to front, like, he's talking to everyone, and I think we're about to tear it down to the studs in a structural system. Like,
yeah, just come out playing a completely different way.
Yeah. And that Joey Vitale goes, you shift off of a zone and you go to a man, or you can go for a high player up in the zone, and it's a cowboy style, and high rewards, high risk.
Yeah, high risk.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like,
I don't know either.
But the other thing, the one thing I will say to him, and like, flaw wise, just sit the lines, just put them together and leave them. Yeah, and in my opinion, and in my also opinion, that does mean that Buchnevich is on your third line. Like, he has to go down. So,
And Neighbors is back. He's playing the first line.
Yes.
And if he's not, then I'll start telling Monty, hey, wake up, bud. Because right now you have to just understand what he's been given.
Yeah.
Last year he came in, they did struggle, but then they went on a run, right? The system they started playing worked perfectly. I don't know if it's the system they're playing right now. I can't tell because they play different every night. So I literally can't tell. The fact that Fowler looks the way he does, and like I feel like Pareko's not jumping up in the play. Like, I don't know what happened, but they're not taking those risks on as defensemen anymore. Broberg is, Falk is, but where's the disconnect?
Yeah.
So again, we've talked about so many things, but it really comes down to having the confidence, like trust each other, basically have the confidence in your teammates and trust yourself and trust them and take the risk. Like, and then the other part is just keep it simple.
Just
pass it to the open man. You can figure it out from there. It's that easy. I watched soccer today. Okay. I watched soccer today. And one thing you take away from it is you just pass to the open man. Possession. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand hockey's fast and all that, but keeping possession in the zone is so important. So, and we did that so well when we won. It was, the forecheck was relentless. You won your 50-50 battles, and then you gained possession and peppered and got dirty goals and laid big hits. Like, that makes sense to me. But, you know, things have changed. Maybe there's a different style. But I'm telling you right now, besides Colorado, I haven't seen a Cup champion in the last ever that plays like that and wins. Colorado was a unicorn. And even then, they still laid big hits and fought hard. Like, McCarr, McKinnon, and Kadri, those guys went to the dirty areas.
And that was the big issue with this team. There's a lot of flaws.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of flybys on corner battles. There's a lot of, you know, you're not anticipating the play well. Just sticks are not on the ice. It's that stuff. It's like, why Kyrou is skating at 75% instead of 100% at times. So is Holloway. So is, come on.
Yeah.
Turn the gears, baby.
And it's looking yourself in the mirror and finally making the decision. And I never want to question the work.
It's always personal, right?
Yeah. It's never questioning the work ethic of this team. Cause I do think, like, they look just defeated and you can tell it's just beating them into the ground. But part of me is also, it's the mental game. But also, like, I think there has to be a move with this core. And I think there has to be a locker room shakeup, because we can only keep repeating the same thing so long, like insanity, where you think that the outcome's going to get better. So I think Doug has to really walk down there and be like, yeah, someone's going, and it's going to be someone you're not going to be happy about. And that may be some of your work ethic guys, which sucks. And the issue, too, is Springfield's not playing good. They're in shambles.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the great answer is. There's not really any good veterans out there right now you can sign in free agency, unless you want to call Suter up from the farm and say, hey, bud, you want to lace him up again and we'll figure this out. We're dysfunctional. It's the continuous nonstop pain as a Blues fan right now, where it's I thought this team was a lot better than they really are, and maybe they are, but I just am so tired of having to rely on us going on miracle streaks every year. Like, I just want to be competitive in every game, and then some games, sure, you're going to get blown out, but I feel like every game it's just waiting for the shoe to drop, because it's like, yeah, we're up by two, but you know what, they'll probably come back and get in this. Like, I'm tired.
Second
period's a joke for us right now.
It really is, man. It's the worst differential in the league, I think, by a lot.
Yeah, we are the worst. I think we're minus 26.
Maybe 28 after last night or whatever. Yeah. It's still early, right? I mean, we haven't even played 20 games. Tomorrow's the 20th game, and I think I said this last pod, we're like, okay, now, that game is like, if you don't turn it around that game, you might as well ride the wave of ups and downs or get rid of everybody. You know what I mean?
Statistics don't lie. You got to be above 500 by Thanksgiving to think you have a shot.
Yeah. So this month, the rest of this month is so important to have a shot. Like, and the crazy thing is, like, the teams ahead of us aren't even like winning at a good rate either.
No.
Like, Vegas just got back in to a wild card spot.
Yeah.
They won against us, and then they just lost in overtime.
To Minnesota.
I think to Minnesota tonight. Like, they're so streaky. Like, everyone's streaky right now.
Yeah.
So, you're 6 points out.
Dysfunctional, man.
I know.
Yeah, you're 6 points out.
But they did pick it up.
Yeah.
But the Tampa picked it up, and they're only 2 points out, right? So, you know what I mean? But you're 6 points out. Like, the crazy, like, we talk about it's the end of the world, you know, and I can't read Blues Twitter sometimes because it's just, oh my goodness, guys. Like, I understand the feeling of a day-by-day basis, but the outside looking in, 6 points out, you got a little bit more time to turn it around, just a little. But right now, we're done defending it. Like, you got to go out and do it. I'm done defending you. Like, this is it. If you stink, I'm letting you know. We're letting our viewers know. We're done being, you know, I feel like we're one of the very minimal, like one of the, we're the pair that actually are positive in really horrible situations, and finally we're over it. Like, our mental can't do it anymore.
We try to be level-headed, and I will say I've been more negative on this team than you this year. I've
which is crazy because it's usually me. Where
it's
I'm
usually
like,
you, but
hate
this,
everything.
This year I've just been like, yeah, no, not good.
Yeah, I know. Which I agree. It hasn't been good. It should be better. Yeah. It should definitely be better. But then, like, you've blown three overtimes, right? That's
you're
three
awful.
Extra points.
You're awful in overtime. And good lord, if this team ever goes to shootout, you're an automatic loss.
I know, but like. Well, those games shouldn't even have went to overtime.
No.
The last three ones. So, like, that's three extra points. You're only 3 points out now. And that takes away points from those teams you've beaten. So you might be in a wild card spot if you didn't screw those games up. So I don't know the perfect math. I'm looking at the standings right now. I don't think there's teams that are going to be that. Like, Edmonton's going to make the playoffs, bro.
I don't know, though.
I think they have to. Chicago, there's no way Chicago keeps this up. Please, God, don't keep it up. Please don't make the playoffs. Bedard in the playoffs would be sick, though. And Knight might be a Vezina winner. Dude, that trade, man. I was happy for Chicago when that trade happened. Florida got their guy to help them win a cup. Spencer Knight gets his starting gig in Chicago in a team that's almost done with their rebuild, man.
Crazy. How stupid does Edmonton look right now when they could have got us a Knight?
Dude, they could have got Shelovs. What Flurry? We're going years back now.
Oh my gosh.
always talk about Edmonton on this podcast. It's like we're their best friends. We just like talking some SHIT on them. I mean, they have a -8 goal differential, and they're tied for the wild card 2 spot, man.
Yeah, well.
What the heck? They just the Mammoth are back down to reality.
Yeah,
10-7-1.
We are -22 in goal differential.
Yeah, I think we're the worst in the league.
We sure are.
By far.
Colorado's a +28.
Dude, that team, it's so annoying how insane they are. They've gotten points in, 17 of their 18 games. They've gotten points.
Yeah.
They have one regulation loss. That's like the Jets' run last year.
Yeah. It's real humbling.
But Colorado is a legitimate cup contender. Like,
they should.
I don't think the Jets
They've locked up their group, too. They have a good group.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the team that could, like, be, like, make a move, you know, at the deadline to acquire a vet that needs to move on, you know, but we won't trade anyone.
They don't have anything right now that they would give us that would help us. They're not. Yeah.
Makar, no, I'm kidding. Devontae. That'd be sick.
All right, what else you
got? I don't think I have anything else. I mean, to the Bruins, good for you. The Canadians, you guys are still rolling. Devils, I feel terrible for you guys. Just keep pulling out wins, though. Keep grinding it out. Pittsburgh, let's go, baby. Come on. Keep winning.
Seriously.
And then the Islanders and the Rangers are a little surprising in the wild card spots right now, both on win streaks. And Detroit has fallen out of it by a point now. So come on, Detroit. Don't do it again, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the surprising teams are Florida, Washington, Toronto in the East. They're all out of the spots right now. They keep losing. They can't string anything together. Florida has an excuse, though. And then in the West, the Edmonton Oilers are basically the one, and maybe Vegas, I guess, that are kind of surprising for not winning games. Anaheim's lost 3 in a row.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. That's still a good group.
Quinville, he'll figure it out.
Coach is coach, man. Coach is coach.
Yeah, he's great. Players coach.
But he could fix any coaching staff too, though. I think he should have been putting clinics on for how to fix organization.
Dude, if he did like a YouTube channel, like a paid subscription channel.
I'd be all in.
That'd be awesome.
But
we're going to try and get the Kachuk brothers on. You know, they dropped the new podcast.
Yeah, you know.
We know them. You know, they're good guys.
We are working to get an active NHL player on, though. So
yeah, good shout.
So I'm messaging with him. It's hard. We're working around games. St. Louis boy, though. So
huge.
Hopefully get him on. His whole family's just a freaking hockey powerhouse.
Yeah.
So
it'll be cool to ask stories and learn more about him when he gets on.
Hopefully we'll have Chris back on too, Boston's coach. I know preseason's rocking and rolling. He named his leadership group. So
awesome.
Boston Fleet. And we'll try to circle back to Dale when season gets going. But as always, like, we're just day by day. We got some more news hopefully coming soon. Hopefully some more partnerships coming up to help us reach a little bit more people and keep growing and just keep bringing good hockey material to you guys. So as always, thank you. Please like, share, follow, give us a shout out, tell us we're idiots. Any and all is accepted. Shoot us an email.
Yes, all engagement's good engagement. Tell us how much you hate us.
But as always, Mikey, love doing this with you, buddy. And
love you.
Let's go Blues.
Let's go Blues. Figure it out.
All right.
Hello, listeners. Josh here to tell you about the story of Across the Board and how it began. Husband and wife duo Ryan and Kim McDaniel dreamt of beginning their own business together while enjoying drinks on their patio. Thanks to an after-dinner party with family, their dreams began to take shape, and Across the Board, handcrafted wooden board games began. With Ryan's construction background and Kim's marketing and business experience, they began to design board games for family and friends. Several years later, they started a garage hobby, which grew into a warehouse operation, which is still steadily growing today. Sadly, Ryan went through a battle with colon cancer and peacefully passed in 2015. Kim uses his strength, hope, and true love to inspire and drive the force behind Across the Board. It is truly a pleasure to be sponsored by a great business and an even better family. If you'd like to learn more about Across the Board, please check out our bio with their links. If you're going to search them, go to www.shopatbgame.com or visit their locations in Crestwood and West County Mall in De Pere. For any other questions, don't hesitate to give them a call at any of their offices. It's a family business that we love and we love to support. And like always, the 5-Minute Major Podcast is here to support STL local businesses, just like they're helping us.